streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's lawyers formally appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, booting him off that state's primary ballot. The lawyers asserting the former president is not an officer of the U.S., that January 6th was not an insurrection, and Trump was in no way engaged. Attorney Eric Olson, representing the voters who sued, said the Colorado justices got it right.
They issued a thorough, detailed opinion affirming the trial court's finding that Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection against the Constitution and holding that the Constitution applies to him just like it applies to all of us.
Olson on CNN. The Biden administration sued Texas over its law authorizing state and local law enforcement to arrest and deport migrants. Iran promising punishment for those responsible for the bombings minutes apart at a commemoration for a general killed in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. 84 people were killed Wednesday. This is ABC News. Manhunt in Colorado for a skier accused of injuring two other skiers. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
Like in a car crash, skiers in Colorado are required by law to stay at the scene of an accident and to provide their name and address. But according to the Summit County Sheriff's Office, a skier did not do that at Keystone Resort on Tuesday. A father and daughter were skiing, exiting Blackjack Run, when a man on a ski bike came up behind them, hitting both. The father was seriously injured and now is in critical condition. The Sheriff's Office says a criminal investigation is underway and they're asking for witnesses. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Debtor's prison, alive and well and living in the St. Louis suburb of Florissant, Missouri, which is paying almost $3 million to settle a civil rights lawsuit asserting it would jail residents, often for minor traffic violations, and keep them locked up until they could pay fines and fees amounting to millions of dollars. A federal judge signed off on the settlement Tuesday. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Capitol building received a false bomb threat Wednesday morning. It was one of several state capitol buildings across the country to receive such a threat. The building did not go into lockdown or need to evacuate, as the email threat was quickly deemed a hoax. A spokesperson with the Department of Administration says that they took additional safety measures to ensure the safety of everyone in the building. Respiratory illnesses are on the rise in Wisconsin, and there's no letup in sight. Dr. Jeffrey Potoff is Chief Quality Officer for UW Health.
We are seeing an increase in number of patients admitted with respiratory illnesses compared with the number of patients admitted around Thanksgiving time. We're up about 40%.
Hospitals are requiring masks again. About 1,000 people in Wisconsin died from COVID-19 last year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks fall to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost again to the Indiana Pacers, 142-130. It's the fourth time in a row Indiana has beat Milwaukee. After halftime, the Pacers came out and scored 47 points in just the third quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
They played harder. They executed better. They're making shots. They're playing together. They're playing fast. They're crashing the board. They're guarding. They're loading. They're double teaming. and they're rebounding the ball.
NFL, the Packers got back several players off the injury list, and Jaire Alexander returned after a one-week suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. I asked him if he was surprised he was suspended.
I was surprised by the suspension. I thought maybe I'd get fined.
Will Jaire play Sunday against the Bears? Matt LaFleur.
I'm not going to get into too many of the specifics. You guys will find out later in the week, but I will say that it was great to have him back. We had a great conversation on Monday, and I think he's ready to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. We'll see lows in the middle teens, mostly cloudy skies and light winds. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, middle 20s in the late afternoon as our wind turns to the southwest. Mostly cloudy skies on Friday with highs in the lower 30s. It's 18 at our studios.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past 12 noon. Welcome in Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. Happy New Year, Mr. Zommers. And what is it?
Hump Day.
That's exactly right. The year may change, but the Geico Camel will stay.
As it must. It's the law.
As it must. How the heck are you? We had a couple of pre-recorded shows the last couple of days. We were traveling all over the state, Richland Center, the Chippewa Valley, Green Bay last week, and good to be back here high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison at the world headquarters of Civic Media.
Yeah, I'm doing well. It's been weird not coming in so many days. And even when days that you were off, sometimes I was still working, but I was working from home, and I'm not used to doing that so many days in a row.
Well, there you are. I will get into maybe my I was all over the state over my holiday. We'll talk about that maybe later on in an hour or two or something like that. But I want to address, before we bring on our colleague Pat Kreitlow and Trygve Olsen, I just want to address something that was announced on the show prior to ours for many, many months and colleagues here. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and our colleague and friend Jane Matnair made the announcement at the top of the show here at last hour that our friend Kristen Bry has departed Civic Media and pursuing other activities, other opportunities, which she will divulge in her own time and tell folks what she's up to. But, you know, it's a bittersweet moment because Kristen and I have gotten to be legit friends over the last year and a half here. When you join a new place, it's kind of like, oh, you're a new kid in a classroom. It's like, I don't know anybody, you know.
Right.
And our CEO and owner, Sage Weil, literally threw us together on the air before I even, like, was on the air with a show. I was delivering, it's a piece of equipment to do remote broadcast with. And I just happened to, and Sage is like, well, you and Kristen should just go on the air. And Kristen was so kind, like, sure, let's do it. And, you know, I met her and we clicked on the air, I think, and we certainly clicked off. And I thought, man, she's just super cool. She has great eyes, by the way, and a great smile, but also enormously talented and gifted on the air and off. And we became confidants and kind of like soundboard off each other. I think our shows were very similar. And it's just been a pleasure. It's really been one of the greatest things of being at Civic Media is getting to meet Kristen Bry and becoming actual friends. So, look, I'll let her say it in her own time, but I'll simply say this was amicable. This is not like there was a falling out or one side or the other. She did not get fired or anything like that. Sometimes in life, you know, it's about the journey. And sometimes there are things that present themselves that, look, it's just the best thing for you at this time.
And it turns out having a child can change the way things work in your life. It's weird, I know. Yeah. But
I mean, that certainly could happen. And again, I'll let her speak for herself. But I'll only speak for me in saying that I wish Kristen all the best. It has been an absolute pleasure to be a colleague and a friend. The friend part will stick around. That's not going to go anywhere. But we're going to miss her. It's certainly a loss for Civic Media. Not going to deny that. But she handled it, I thought, with professionalism. I think Civics handled it with professionalism. And so I wish her all the best. And I just wanted to say that at the top of the show. And also, at the same time, congratulate another friend and colleague, Jane Matt Nair, who, as she announced earlier, they've chosen, at least for now, until thus a viewer has or a listener has a better idea, Matt Nair on the air. And so Jane Matt Nair is going to be taking the time slot that was Kristen's in As Goes Wisconsin. Of course, Jane has been part of As Goes Wisconsin since the beginning and has been filling in amicably and wonderfully as the host here the last 3 years while Kristen's been on maternity leave. And so Jane Matt Nair, a legend in her own right. And Jane and I have gotten to not as much time as Kristen and I, but we spoke recently on the phone and about a month ago on something else. And I said, you know, when you start this business as a kid, literally in high school, and you get to the point where you get to work with someone like Jane, who is truly a legend in broadcasting in Milwaukee, it's a really, truly a great honor. And I've learned a lot from her. She just has institutional knowledge. And what I love about Jane is she's basically seen and done it all, and she just doesn't give a flying rip. And I say that in a good way. Like, you know, it's good to have someone who just tells it like it is,
yeah,
and has been around and is a pro's pro. We are so lucky to have Jane Matt Nair at Civic Media. So fortunate to have someone of her caliber and her talent to be able to step into that role as host as full time. And my understanding is Greg Bach is going to continue on as producer as well. So we are very, very fortunate to have Jane Matt Nair and Matt Nair on the air every morning from 10 until noon now. And look forward to having her be our lead-in and doing some cross promotion. So congrats to Jane. I think it's fantastic. And we move forward. We move forward in 2024. And as my old professor, Floyd Blackmore, used to say after a quiz that didn't do so well, he'd say, onward and upward, onward and upward. So that's where we're going in 2024. And speaking of onward and upward, let's bring in now Pat Kreitlow, the host of Up North News every morning from 6 until 8, and Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joining us from our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Gentlemen, Happy New Year.
Thank you. To you as well. Although, of all the things that you said, and every one of them were true, let's not let one thing go without mention. Todd,
yes,
you have beautiful eyes too. You know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, I want Todd to give me a eulogy.
I know. It's
no one's died. No one's died.
I know. No, actually, we're very happy for Kristen and look forward to that announcement. But no, good start to the new year over here. How about you?
Yeah, I was up in the Chippewa Falls a little bit, Chippewa Valley, I should say, and brother-in-law got COVID, so we did Christmas. We packed up the truck and moved to Beverly, or at least to Eau Claire for a couple of hours, and we did Christmas in my sister and brother-in-law's garage. He stayed in the house, and we opened up the garage, and my mom and I sat on one side, and my sister and her family on the other for about an hour, then drove back to Richland Center.
That's so responsible of you. No, seriously, that's great. Yeah.
How about you?
You know, you still managed to get the family together. I as you know, was gone for the past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Did something we'd never done before. We've done extended family vacations before, but nothing like this, where we rented a beach house on South Padre Island down at the southern tip of Texas. And we just had the best time getting both daughters and all four grandkids together, which they don't get to do because one's in Idaho, mm-hmm. one's in Michigan. So that was to get, and they overlapped in a way. So there was just one daughter and her family for a few days and then the other one, and then they overlapped for about 5 days.
Oh, cool.
And we got the best of all worlds. It was a great way to spend Christmas. Obviously it's not something you do every year, but it was a real treat. It was a great way to recharge the batteries, especially heading into what's going to be a crazy busy extended.
Well, fantastic. Well, I'm glad you, you know, you look, as they say, tan, rested, and ready to take on 2024.
That Great. Comparing me to Dick Nixon's old line. Great. That's just what I needed. Trigvi, help me here.
Trigvi Olsen, you've shaved over the holiday. But,
he looks like he's ready to run.
Right. Yes. He looks like he's ready to run for something. Who knows? At new maps. What could be in Pat Brightlow's future?
Let's quash that rumor right freaking now. Okay.
Right? You never know. Trigvi had a fresh...
No, I know. The answer is no.
Okay,
no,
all right. No. Trigvi got a fresh shave. He also broke his streak of attending Packer games and getting lost. He was there in Minneapolis, and the Vikings lost, and the Packers took him down.
It was a good old-fashioned butt-whooping, Todd. Just the kind I like. Watch it. And honestly, they all left at the end of the third quarter. So we
bandwagoners.
We pretty much owned that barn by the time it was done. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Glad you got to go there with your family and your birthday over the holiday as well. So.
Yeah, it was really nice. We had a nice time. I really had a chance to unplug, so I was happy about that. Got to get together with all my buddies in Hudson. We rented out a room at Pedro's.
Oh,
it was great.
Very good.
Fantastic. Drank some Spotted Cow, ate a bunch of cheese, had some cheese curds. Didn't get Steve's Pizza, though.
No Steve's Pizza. Well, all right. Sorry. By the way, my sister
convinced my brother-in-law, but he's from Arkansas, so he doesn't really understand the best things in life.
My sister took my brother-in-law to Steve's Pizza for his birthday, and she said to tell you they're only doing takeout or carryout now. You can't like sit inside, so just
that is true.
But you can still take it out. So some Wisconsin pizza, guys. When we come back, we're going to. Take a listen here to some new comments from Paul Ryan over the weekend. But Pat Kreitlow, before you leave us here before the break, I want to get your take on this. A couple of things happened over this the last few days here. Number one, Tom Emmer and Steve Scalise, Republican leadership in the House of Representatives, have now endorsed Donald Trump for president ahead of the Iowa caucuses in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan continues his anti-Trump kind of tour, saying over the weekend that the problem with the Republican Party is two words, Donald Trump. What do you make of this? One side doubling down on Trump and Paul Ryan and his kind of crew continuing to push away.
We really are seeing a literal battle right now, and it's not for the country. I mean, that's one thing. It's not for the heart and soul of America. That's one thing. This is quite literally a battle for the Republican Party, because both sides, the Trumpers and the Never Trumpers, know that in our current infrastructure, there is no path for a third party. Mm-hmm. Many people have tried to start a third party movement. It just hasn't worked. And so the only way you win is you win control of one of the parties. And in this case, it's the Republican Party, and this is going to go on for a spell. And I predict it will go past this November, no matter which side ultimately retains control, because in many other countries, in many other circumstances, the splinter group would say, fine, we're just going to take our marbles and go. Mm-hmm. But that can't happen here successfully. So long as your Paul Ryans and your Liz Cheney's and the others, you know, speak up and continue to speak up, Chris Christie, you're going to have this going on. And any right of center voter is going to have to face, you know, a fork in the road.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Come back. We'll play those clips of Paul Ryan on the other side. Pat Kreitlow, you're on the air every morning from 6 until 8. What's coming up tomorrow on The Big Show?
Kristen Lyerly, as always, has her Thursday segment with us. And then we've got some other big guests yet before the week is out. So stick around for those.
Stick around. Pat Kreitlow every morning, 6 until 8, Up North News Radio. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Happy New Year to you.
You too. See ya.
Thank you very much. On the other side, Trigvi Olsen, comments from Paul Ryan, and your calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. The Pat Oswalt Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Her name is Pam Yonke.
but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. We are back with you live after taking a couple of days for pre-recorded shows. Hope you enjoyed some of that. Talked yesterday about our horoscopes and astrology. You know, I don't buy into it, but it is interesting.
It is interesting. And yeah. It's especially interesting how I got a more toned down version, and right. Todd's was like, are you ready? You're not ready. This is going to be complete chaos.
But people who know me know my life is generally complete chaos, so really nothing new. It's going to be a very, by the way, did you see this? I'm not sure if, by the way, Trygve Olsen, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, also joins us each and every Wednesday. He is here as well. I'm not sure if you guys saw this. I saw a clip yesterday, I think it was on Fox News. They brought in a tarot card reader, not making this up. They brought in a tarot card reader on Fox, and she, you know, had them all turned upside down, and then she chose. He said, well, what the host was like, well, what's in, you know, former President Trump's future? And she chose one card and she turned it over and it was like the card of death.
You know? Yeah.
It was like, whoa.
Really?
And they didn't, they're like, let's just move on. Like they didn't know what to do with that.
She flipped it over. It was death. They showed it on camera. And then she said something, or they're like, well, what is it? After a couple seconds of silence. And she's like, well, I know what it means, but I'm on the Fox News network. Right. He's going to have some disappointment this year.
Right, some disappointment. So if you believe in tarot cards and astrology, not looking good for the old
hilarious.
Trumpster. I know, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Well, it's going to be an interesting year for sure. We talked about these words from Paul Ryan. Let's play these clips, and then Trygve, you're going to come back and get your take on this. Mr. Zomers, if you would, here is Paul Ryan from over the weekend talking about the future of the Republican Party. Let's take the shorter one first, Mr. Zomers, where he addresses what the actual problem is.
You know, the party seems to be in a different place than when you got into it. And why is that? What's going to happen? What the hell is wrong with the Republican Party in the U.S. and perhaps politics more broadly?
How much time do you have? Give you a two-word answer: Donald Trump. You
know, that's pretty succinct. Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Republican favorite son of Wisconsin, saying the problem of the Republican Party is two words: Donald Trump. He then went on to elaborate.
We have populism that has pervaded our party, that has taken over a big chunk, not all, but a big chunk of our party. It's what you think of as the Republican Party now. It's populism untethered to principle, wrapped around the cult of personality of Donald Trump. Mm. This is not a populism that is anchored in some kind of core philosophy other than, you know, his personality. And so that's a bad place to be right now. It's not a successful governing mandate. If it's what we run on this time around, I think we're going to lose again. So to me, the sooner we can get past this, the better we're going to be. And I'm all for populism. I want to make, you know, my ideas popular, but I want them to be tied to a principle. I want them to solve problems.
Sure.
And not to be wrapped around some guy's personality, which is screwed up as his is. It's not a good personality to wrap yourselves around.
Right.
Former Speaker of the House from Janesville, Wisconsin, Republican Paul Ryan. Trygve Olsen, what say you?
Well, I would start by saying I'm glad Paul is speaking out, right? I wish Paul had done more when he was in office, but I'm glad that Paul is speaking out now. You know, I have 7 rules for dealing with autocrats for those who don't like Paul Ryan that are listening. Rule number 6 is what I call the Stalin rule. And the Stalin rule is named that because Churchill and Roosevelt understood that Joseph Stalin was the second worst human being to ever walk the planet. But they were going up against the worst human being to walk the planet. Hence, Stalin was their ally because they both opposed Hitler. Mm-hmm. I think he's speaking the truth, but he misses an important point. And what I would like to hear Paul say is that you know, he thinks that they're going to lose. What he needs to come out and say is Donald Trump the country cannot afford for Donald Trump to win. He needs to say that populism and what Donald Trump is saying with his autocrat signaling, Insurrection Act on day one and all the rest, that Donald Trump is an existential threat, not just to the Republican Party, because that's sort of what Paul is focused on, but to the nation, should he prevail. And probably would be good if he added that, you know, the state where that's going to determine that is Wisconsin. And that he's going to work like Liz Cheney and others to do everything he can to ensure that that doesn't happen. He's just not quite willing to go there. But that said, I'm glad he's speaking the truth.
For those that might not be regular listeners, Tryggvi Olson, like me, a former Republican like me, left the party for his own reasons. Worked for people like Mitch McConnell and John McCain, has also worked on democracy projects around the world, so he knows of which he speaks. Tryggvi, what do you make of Pat Kreitlow's comments here before the break when he said this is, in his view, setting up a struggle for the Republican Party as a whole internally beyond what you just said? As a former Republican yourself, what do you make of that?
I think Pat's being overly optimistic. I think that struggle isn't as deep as he maybe thinks. I think it has the potential to morph into that. We'll see what happens in Iowa, although I think Donald Trump's going to win big in Iowa. We'll see what happens in New Hampshire. I think Nikki Haley probably has a shot there, but Nikki Haley's sort of stepped in it with her whole unwillingness to acknowledge the Civil War was about slavery. That gets to an important teaching point, really, for listeners to understand. The reason why Nikki Haley didn't want to say, and the reason why she tried to be too clever by half, that the Civil War was about slavery was because she didn't want to alienate Trump voters, because she was thinking, if I can get the nomination, if I can somehow wrestle it from Donald Trump, I got to have those people or I'm going to get crushed in the general election. Mm-hmm. And here's ultimately the conundrum that the Republican Party faces. And that is this. If Donald Trump is the nominee, he probably will lose the popular. Well, he will lose the popular vote by somewhere between 8 to 10 million people. But he could squeak by in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania by about 45,000 votes and win the Electoral College. And the reality is that if Nikki Haley is the nominee, she could beat Joe Biden, I think. But to do so, she actually is going for the wrong voters. There is this mindset, well, I have to have Trump supporters. I actually think the better play for her would just to be honest about Donald Trump, and say, you know, answer questions about slavery, certainly honest about slavery,
right.
And recognize there's a real middle to be had potentially. But right. The reality is she kind of disqualified herself with that. Ultimately, the choice is probably, is in all likelihood, going to be Joe Biden or Donald Trump, and people are going to have to resign themselves to, those are going to be their 2 choices.
Yeah.
And there really is only 1 choice. Even if you're a conservative, who places democracy ahead of conspiracy theories, populism, Donald Trump, you're going to make the choice that you have to vote for Joe Biden.
Tryggvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, is our guest. We're going to come back and talk about Steve Scalise, the number 2, and Tom Emmer, a guy who Trump was beaten up on a month ago. And he submitted himself, genuflected, and kissed the ring of Trump and endorsed him last night. Come back and we see you on the line. As Matt Flynn says, Mark from the SAC, John from Boaz, Jay from London, do not hang up. Your calls for Trigvy and more. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's lawyers formally appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Colorado Supreme Court ruling booting him off that state's primary ballot. The lawyers asserting the former president is not an officer of the U.S., that January 6th was not an insurrection, and Trump was in no way engaged. Attorney Eric Olson, representing the voters who sued, said the Colorado justices got it right.
They issued a thorough, detailed opinion affirming the trial court's finding that Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection against the Constitution and holding that the Constitution applies to him just like it applies to all of us.
Olson on CNN. The Biden administration sued Texas over its law authorizing state and local law enforcement to arrest and deport migrants. Iran promising punishment for those responsible for the bombings minutes apart at a commemoration for a general killed in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. 84 people were killed Wednesday. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin are working to form a union. They're being represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They say that unionizing will help improve their working environment and enhance patient care. They expect around 100 Planned Parenthood workers to be included in the union. 22 states raised their minimum wage on New Year's Day, but not Wisconsin, where baseline pay remains at $7.25 an hour. More businesses are raising pay on their own, but not everyone benefits.
For the workers who really have those constraints on opportunity because of their concerns about immigration status, concerns about physical mobility, employers can really take advantage of that.
Laura Dresser is a labor economist who studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 28 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, clear this evening. Clouds will increase overnight, low of 19. Tomorrow, cloudy. Some light snow by late afternoon, 32 the high. Snow possible. Light snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tile Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Summers dialing up some rat to start us off. Is it the year of the rat, by the way?
I don't think so.
Oh, darn. I wonder what year it is.
I think it's the year of the dragon.
Roll.
Oh, okay. Rat and roll.
Yeah, it's supposed to be whatever. Did you see? Drudge had this thing. Oh, whatever really? Chinese year it is, yeah. It's like the worst confluence of years.
Of course
that you
is.
Could have.
Of course yeah, it is, right?
Like 2024 is just setting up to be bad on every level.
A bad Chinese New Year, a death card for Trump from the tarot reader. I mean, you know.
Well, see,
that?
You know what?
That sounds
good.
We're going to find out on Sunday.
Well, with
because if the Bears beat the Packers
right.
with the playoffs on the line at Lambeau, when we beat them, I don't know, 37 years running, like right. that will be a sign.
That yeah.
I think it's in Revelations, actually, a bear beating on a
a bear beating a Packer, yeah. It's biblical.
A bear beating the love out of some love.
More of the Packers a bit later, talking about these comments from former House Speaker Paul Ryan, Republican of Janesville, Wisconsin, saying that the problem with the current Republican Party is two words, Donald Trump. Trigby told us what he thought in the last segment. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you have a question for Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, worked for folks like Mitch McConnell, John McCain, and spread democracy across the world, is one of the only person I know who has been banned from Russia by Vladimir Putin personally. 844-967. True story, by the way. 2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC, you are caller number one of the brand new year. Thanks for holding, my friend. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And the little thing on the whole astrology thing brought me back a little bit. And I think it's appropriate today. Because I first heard this, I think, in Mrs. Sweeney's English class, that we're reading the play Julius Caesar. Mm-hmm. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. That we don't look to our destiny in the stars anymore, hopefully. But Paul Ryan, that the fault is in yourself, and you and your fellow Republicans and your worship of Ayn Rand and your support of Donald Trump initially, to allow the man to even, to gain the nomination of the Republican Party because you blew it there, and then to fail to squelch his, baser instincts that he had then and has now. I mean, that mm-hmm. you guys are not speaking out loudly enough to just what a danger this man is to democracy itself. And as far as for Nikki Haley and her failure to understand that slavery was at the root of the Civil War, I kind of recommend the book I mentioned before, but it's called The Confederate Nation by Emory M. Thomas, and he gives a history of the what led up to the Civil War, and slavery was at the heart of it, because the South at that time saw slavery as under threat mm-hmm. by the expansion of free states in the country, and they saw the only way to maintain slavery was to expand slavery as far and wide as possible, and it was remarkable that during the Civil War that they, prior to the Civil War, they imagined themselves, conquering and turning south and going all the way down to Tierra del Fuego, on the backs of slaves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what some of their higher thinkers thought. That it is just it's sad, and that and the fact of the matter is some of their thinkers, one George Fitz, he was positing that the revolution against the United States, the Civil War, mm-hmm. the rebellion was actually a repudiation of what we fought for in the Revolution, the idea that all men are created equal, that and we should be spreading that equality.
Mark, really, really appreciate the call as always and the thoughts. Really great points. Appreciate it, Mark. Happy New Year to you. Trigvi, thoughts on Mark's comments?
No, I think Mark's comments are spot on. The reality is with Paul and a lot of these people, I think there's two categories. There's the people that knew it was wrong, but out of they didn't believe that Donald Trump could actually win in 2016. And so it's in their political self-interest to try and just ignore him and act as all things were normal. That ends up normalizing him. Then the worst ones are the ones who knew there were things that Donald Trump, what he was, and went along with it. And then when he won, decided that they were going to hop on the gravy train. And, you know, Wisconsin and Wisconsinites have some very up close personal views of people who made differing choices as it relates to Donald Trump. But I'm glad Paul's speaking out now. I think you could contrast that with what Reince Priebus is doing, or you could contrast it, quite frankly, with what Scott Walker is doing. And I can't go without pointing this out. Christmas Eve, Scott Walker, of course, tweeted several Bible verses at me, which I'm perfectly good with, although I don't think he probably converted anybody with his tweets of Bible verses. But then he simultaneously takes a political cheap shot at Kamala Harris, who is wishing people Merry Christmas about gas stoves. And I thought, you know what? Like, come on, man. Like, you're that petty.
Right.
But that's what the party's become. And then you have these poor imitators like Scott Walker who try and imitate Donald Trump. And I think that's what Nikki Haley got caught doing when she tried to be too clever by half on slavery.
Yeah, agree. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go back out to Southwest Wisconsin, the old hometown. Back in Boaz, Wisconsin. John from Boaz. Thanks for holding, John. Happy New Year. What say you?
I have a definition from Black's Law Dictionary. Treason, the offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. Now, why, gentlemen and your listeners, why is Donald Trump not talking about Russian politics at all? Because he's got a conflict of interest with building a big resort or a casino in Moscow. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Trying to build Trump Tower over there as well.
I think he's got more conflicts of interest as it relates to Russia than just Trump Tower that never got built.
John, thanks to John and Boaz. Thank you so much, John, for calling in. Trigvi, you have been over that part of the world. You have fought for democracy there. And in all seriousness, you have been banned from Russia by Putin himself. You know a little bit about this. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, you know, Eric Trump at one point, I think it was in 16, it came out, it said, you know, we've got all kinds of Russian money. And what they do is, you know, somebody like Trump, pretty vulnerable to that because he's building all these buildings. Great way to launder Russian money and create influence and basically own him by buying up pieces of property in his buildings and keeping him afloat. I mean, and, you know, here's the thing you have to ask yourself. Would any person really want to? Is Donald Trump the kind of person you think that you would want to go into business with or make an arrangement or loan $100 or $1,000 to? He's the guy that's living in every town that you would never do that because, you know, you're never going to see it again. They're not the ethical neighbor. He's not the ethical neighbor that you'd want living next door. And we really need to start judging our politicians by that question, not by their red or blue, but are they the person that you want as your neighbor? Are they the person who'd come over and let your dog out when your mom's sick or run it? You'd be comfortable having your kid go to their house because you can't make it home from work. Is Donald Trump that guy? I don't think so. You know, and you can criticize Joe Biden for a lot of things, but I can tell you, I do think I would be perfectly comfortable having my teenage daughters being taking care of the Bidens. I wouldn't be very keen on them ever going and staying with Donald and Melania, if Melania is even around.
Right.
I don't know that she is. She hasn't been seen in pictures.
844
witness protection.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Jay in London. Jay, Happy New Year across the pond, my friend. What say you?
Jay.
Happy New Year, my brothers and my nephew. How are you guys?
We're well, and you?
We're good.
I'm good, sir. Drink me, my brother. Happy 4-year anniversary for the Lincoln Project.
Thank you. Yep, we're coming up on it.
About I know.
5 days,
I know.
8 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any questions for Trigby today, Jay, or any comments?
Trigby, why is Paul Ryan behaving like something that Trump is, suddenly he now understands that Trump is like this? It is like somebody marrying a clergyman, and then suddenly they're shocked that they're preaching in a house of worship.
A light suddenly went on, Jay. Thanks for the call. Trigby?
That's a great question, Jay. So for those who don't know, Viktor Orban is the president of Hungary. Trump occasionally mistakes him with other world leaders because he's kind of obsessed by him. You know, here's the thing, Todd. This is what's crazy. Like, I'm old enough to remember meeting Viktor Orban long ago in the 90s when he was the big reformist in Hungary. You know, and he has gone completely the other way. And he has imposed really soft autocracy. I think, you know, Orban and Trump would be a pretty perfect match because they're zero-sum guys who are really all about themselves. Mm-hmm. And what I've always wondered with Viktor is, did he ever really believe the stuff that he was touting back in the 90s? Or even in 2008, he came to the convention and wanted to hang out with McCain. And,
right.
You know, he was seen as this reformer. And in truth, that wasn't who he was.
844-967-2789. Let's go quickly up to Gene in Eau Claire, one of our regular callers. Gene, we appreciate you and our first call of 2024 with you. Happy New Year to all those folks listening up at the tap up there in the Chippewa Falls. What say you?
Hi, Happy New Year to you guys, too, and all your listeners. And thank you so much for all the work you're doing. We're blessed to have you guys, and thank you, thank you, thank you. So I got one quick thing to say, and that is anybody who thinks of pardoning Donald J. Trump, if convicted, should go to the back of the line or even a hole in the ground, because we cannot have that. We need the rule of law, and we need justice, and that's my comment for the day. You All guys right. have a great day, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Thank you, Jean. Really appreciate it. Trigby?
Yeah, I don't even know if she really believes that she would pardon him.
Nikki Haley you're talking about.
Again, Nikki Haley. I mean, I just think it gets to the Republican Party has a Trump trap, and the Trump trap is if Donald Trump leaves, it's what they've used to hold on. If Donald Trump leaves, they're not electorally viable. If Donald Trump stays, democracy and may not be viable. And I'm not sure that Donald Trump really wants to have a lot of these people in his party anyway. I mean, I thought it was hilarious when Kevin McCarthy said, I would serve in a Trump administration. I thought, Donald Trump doesn't want Kevin McCarthy in his administration. Donald Trump just wants people who are useful to Donald Trump, and that's been who Donald Trump is his entire life. And again, I keep coming back to, you know, I mean, my happy place is crossing the St. Croix River, and I think, you know, my favorite people in the world are all there. We all know these people. I was saying to some of my buddies, we need to really... You need to think about it in the context of the people that you know. Mm-hmm. And there's always been these people who only look out for themselves. That's who Donald Trump is at his core. Do you really want that person as president of the United States? I think not.
Well, you and I have talked about this, and we're going to come back after the break here in a second, but talk more about Tom Emmer and Steve Scalise and the Iowa caucuses. But you and I have talked about this off the air and on the air, but there are people in Shawnee County, in St. Croix County, in Richland and Iowa County, who go to the polls and vote for someone for sheriff on the Republican ticket or register of deeds. And those are good folks who are voting for their friends and neighbors. That's very different than MAGA Republicans. And I think people are waking up. Those people who vote for sheriff and register of deeds, they're like, look, this isn't my local Republican. This is something altogether different. And it's certainly not Wisconsin. We're going to come back, talk more to Trigvi Olson on the other side. Your calls as well. This is the Todd Hallbowles Show on Civic Media.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. It doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hallbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live, all new show, Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024, 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, back with our standard Wednesday guest. He is Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, worked for guys like John McCain, Mitch McConnell, and others, and is now with the Lincoln Project helping spread democracy across America and across the world. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you have a question or a comment for Trigvi, let's go back to the phone lines. And one of our regular listeners, one of our conservative listeners, and this is one of the great things. I love having thoughtful discussions, even though we don't always agree. We have thoughtful discussions. I'm always appreciative of other voices. Gary, welcome back to the program from Sussex, and Happy New Year to you. What say you?
You too, Todd, and to your guests. You know, I've been listening to you guys, and, you know, you're so afraid that Donald Trump's going to be elected president that you're going to do whatever it takes. And I understand. If I was on the other foot, I'd be doing the same thing. But I remember back, I don't remember Donald Trump really messing up the world at all when he had his administration. I really don't. The economy was good. Things were working out. We didn't have any wars. Ukraine was free. We didn't have anything going on in the Middle East. You have such a fear of Donald Trump winning again. I just don't understand what the fear is all about and what can he do that you're so afraid of, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate the call, Gary.
That one for me?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Let Trigvi take it first. I can add in. Gary, thanks for the point of view. Always appreciate you calling in. Trigvi?
Yeah, I'm glad you called in, Gary, because that's, I think it's a fair question. So I would say a couple of things. I mean, the war that we have in the Middle East was a choice of Hamas. The war that's going on in Ukraine was a choice of Vladimir Putin. I'm not sure it was dependent as much, the choices that they were making was dependent on who was in the White House either way. I mean, I get having, you know, served at senior levels in politics, you try and take credit for anything that goes on that's positive when you're in office. You try and avoid criticism for anything that's negative and draw those contrasts. Here's what my fear is. It's less about policy. I'm still a conservative in the traditional vein. I think if you look at what happened on January 6th, for example, that was a massive deal in what happened in the country. I would also say that if you look at what happened post George Floyd, was a big deal because it became a reason for people on the right to create a mutual equivalence. But the reality is, I think it's pretty clear at this point, and you would probably disagree with me, but the reality is that what happened in not peacefully transitioning power, and that is not surprising that that's where Donald Trump went. Some of us were saying this is where it's going to end. That is the biggest thing that has happened in the United States since the Civil War, because it was extra constitutional. And the fear of Donald Trump coming back, and I've seen this around the world, guys with autocratic personality disorder tell you exactly what they intend to do. Now, they will create multiple excuses for it. They will play within the Democratic game. But the reality is, as Paul Ryan said, Donald Trump can't be trusted with power. And I would bet you from a policy standpoint, I know Paul well enough to know that Paul probably agrees with Donald Trump's policies more than he agrees with Joe Biden's policies. But there are things that are bigger than policies, bigger than tax policies, bigger than what the economy is in the moment. And quite honestly, you know, the economy or war issues of war and peace, we hate to admit that, but they're somewhat beyond the president and who the president is.
And I would also say the economy has done very well under Joe Biden. Is, you know,
well, there's that fact too.
There's also that
stock market. I don't know what Gary's 401k looks like today, but I suspect it's better than when Donald Trump left office.
Yeah, but I do think Gary's question is a legitimate one to ask. But to your point, Trigvy, you know, I tell folks, look, you might not always agree with everything Joe Biden does policy wise, but if we don't have a true democracy, it doesn't matter because there isn't going to be the opportunity for debate. And to Trigvy's point, to me, January 6th says it all. And I agree with you, Trigvy, that autocratic and dictators, they tell you what they're going to do. Speaking
and
of that,
I would add one other thing, Todd, that I think is important. And I think Gary, I appreciate you listening. And I think one of the things that's nice about civic media, and there aren't a lot of platforms like this, the fact that, you know, you and I are pretty harsh at times on Tony Evers.
Yeah,
we're pretty harsh on Robin Voss, right? Like when we were talking about Jay Rothman and how the governor was MIA, we were pretty harsh on that. Like we call him like we see him. And I will say, Paul Ryan probably feels like this too. When you can call him like you see him and speak the truth, there it's why freedom is such a perfect song for your show, Todd, because we don't have to answer to anybody. And people have to recognize that what they're hearing here, we're just calling them as we see them.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, we don't belong to any party right now. We're just trying to help preserve and extend democracy. You know, to me, I look at guys like former General Kelly, who is in the White House, General Milley, also people like that. And again, to your point, Trigvy, you're at a higher level than I, but we've been around some of these people. And when you have former generals who truly love the country that went in to try to quote unquote fix things and not try to control Trump, and they're now speaking out and saying, look, this guy is a threat to democracy. They don't say that lightly. And when you have people like that who have stellar military records, they're doing this for love of country and the Constitution, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. So. For sure. And, you know, there's the tendency, right? Like, I'll just use a Packer analogy because it's easy.
Right.
You know, 2 weeks ago, everybody was like, Joe Barry, man, he's not good at his job. But if you're and this is kind of how the White House works. Like today, Joe Barry's like, well, look at the game against the Vikings, man. I was great, right? Never mind the fact that they had a guy who couldn't play for St. Agnes's Girls School in Green Bay as the quarterback of the Vikings.
Right.
Right? Like that guy couldn't throw the ball 12 yards.
Our time always runs out. We'll get to Steve Scalise and Tom Emmer in our next hour here. Also, Gene O'Clair had another question. We'll get to that. But Trigvy, 20 seconds. What's up with Aaron Rodgers calling out Jimmy Kimmel? I mean, thank God.
I think Aaron Rodgers needs to get a good lawyer because I think he's going to get sued in a big way.
I love it. Trigvy Olson, thank you very much. Happy New Year. See you next Wednesday, my friend.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Stay tuned. Hour number two of the big show is next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard.